episode 24 of Audio Boo, of this, me. Hey, I should have recorded this last night. I really should have, after I watched the movie. But I watched the Last Airbender movie. And I really want to call it Avatar because, A, I'm going to just pretend that that fucking blue movie never existed. And B, I liked the Avatar cartoon, and it was called Avatar, so I'm going to fucking refer to it as Avatar. Or, as they did in this retarded, terrible movie, Avatar. Now, you know, okay, that's fine. Maybe that's just like a way that some people speak. Like, I say aunt instead of aunt. So, you know, Avatar. You know, if you want to speak all she and shit. But, wow, what a terrible fucking movie. And I'm not just saying that as a fan of the Avatar cartoon series, which is a fantastic fucking cartoon series. If you haven't seen it, you need to. I don't care if you're, you know, 8 or 28. You need to see it. It's awesome. It's part anime, part just cartoon badassery. So, watch it. But the movie is so miserable. They tried to pack in and what was it? It's about 15 episodes in the first season. It's the whole first season in the first movie. I think it's supposed to be a trilogy because you can't finish that series in one movie. You can't. So the first season is about 15 episodes. It's about 8 hours worth of shit that they're trying to pack in under 2 hours. All right. Now, firstly, with all these terrible movies that are out today, and by terrible I don't mean like necessarily quality, but they're long. They put out movies that are 2.5 to 3.5 hours nowadays, and some people complain about it, and some people are all right with it. But you know what? A movie should not be 3 hours long. They weren't in the past, and unless you go way back, and they just shouldn't be. Actually, if anything, this movie is more like a sci-fi movie, a sci-fi channel movie, because it's really that bad. The effects are terrible, even though the trailers make it look fantastic, and there are, like, no fight scenes, which is, Avatar, the cartoon, has tons of them, and they're all fantastic. There's, like, one good fight scene, which kind of reminds me of the Nightcrawler scene from X-Men 2, which was a fucking fantastic scene, if you've seen X-Men 2, which is also a great movie. It reminds me of that, but it's nowhere near as badass as that. But there's no fighting, there's no character development whatsoever. The characters aren't even anything like the characters in the cartoon. They even changed, well, the pronunciation of their names. Like, Aang, the main character, his name is Aang, which I don't know why you feel the need to do that. Sokka is, he's not sarcastic, he's not funny, he's just a dude. He's kind of retarded, even though in the cartoon he's not just retarded. He's not just comic humor. He's a strategist. His name is Sokka, which I don't know why you need to change that. Uncle Iroh is Uncle Iroh, who, the Fire Nation, by the way, is just a bunch of Indian people, and by Indian I mean, like, India. And I'm not saying that, like, oh, fuck Indian people. I'm saying, like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, if anything, in the cartoon, they were trying to symbolize China, because of their, you know, their communistic approach to just fucking destroying the world. And the four elements in the cartoon were based off of, and I know I'm nitpicking, but I don't give a fuck. The four cartoon fighting styles that were associated with the elements, air, water, fire, and earth, were based off of, were related to, associated to actual martial arts styles. Like, air is related to Bagua Zhang. Fire is Shaolin, water is Tai Chi, and earth is something, I think it has to do with whatever Tiger Claw is associated with. But in the cartoons, they're fucking fantastic, but in the movie, they're just moves. Like, it doesn't matter. They did no research for this movie, and it was terrible, terrible acting, terrible fucking movie. I wish I had recorded it last night, like an actual podcast, because I have like 4 hours worth of just anger, because that movie was terrible. As a movie viewer, it was bad. As a fan, I just wanted to throw my Xbox 360 controller into my screen and then piss on the TV screen. It's so terrible. I have to watch the next two. Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, audiobu.fm/TwinkieBeyond3guys.info. Check that shit out. And, you know, if you feel like you want to, you know, slit your wrist, go watch the Avatar movie. Terrible.